hey, we all knew it was coming, RJ Hampshire at podium. We talked about it. You've been getting better and better and better. You're in that lead group now. You did it. Second overall. Great job today, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. It was awesome. Like, we knew it was coming. There's still more. Like, I'm not saying, like, this is kind of where I'm at. Like, there's still a lot of progression that I can, you know, get to, and just find some comfort and some durability, I'd say.
Okay.
Because that's where we're at right now. It's like, when it's good, it's great, and then it kind of goes away. So we're working on that. But overall, yeah. Yeah. So
you're talking about like a clutch, a tire, that kind of stuff?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Like, it's more. Yeah, it's just more suspension stuff. Like, yeah.
Okay, so heat.
Yeah. So, yeah. Dude, and it's weird because we've tried, you know, different things. Mm-hmm. But the thing is there, I'm gonna be with this team for probably the rest of my career.
Yep.
So we're trying to figure out a way to fix this without going a different route. So
yep.
That's where I'm at. Chase, yep. Chase has it figured out. So he's also, you know, whatever. So
yep.
Overall, though, like, I haven't had that good feeling on a race day yet.
Okay.
So when I get to that and unlock that, then I'll be stoked.
So first moto is great for you. Great job. Second moto, it got to everybody. I think the heat and the roughness and everything else. Were you feeling it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. I was making a push because I didn't know where Chase was.
Yeah.
So I figured I was in third overall, and I was making a push for, you know, Eli, and like, we were catching him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably about 4 or 5 laps to go whenever, you know, Hunter got him because he was catching him. Dude, I heard on the announcer, you know,
second.
First,
okay.
Hunter, second, moves Hampshire to second. That was it. I gave it a look back. I didn't see Jay Coop. I said, dude, I am done.
Yeah.
So my last 4 laps, I was just cruising it in. But yeah, man, it was tough. Like, the track was sketchy.
I heard that. Was it the prep? Was it ruts? Was it the way it was laid out? Like, what was it about it?
They didn't fix a lot of it.
Okay.
So I feel like usually, like, they're going to fix some areas. Like, dude, this, well, they fixed one area where I asked them to, and it's the drop into the 3 over here.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So, like, dude, there was a pothole going all the way across it. Mm-hmm. So you would drop in, hit,
bang.
And, dude, it, like, my feet blew off the first moto. I almost crashed towards the end of it. So, yeah, I asked them to fix that. I think that's about the only thing they fixed. But yeah,
so,
just weird. Like, and then first practice was dangerous with the sun, wet, couldn't see. But yeah, overall, it was, like I said, and then the press conference, I did the sight lap, and I came back, and I'm sitting in the line. I'm like, I have no plan. Like, I do not know any lines that I'm going to go to, so just figure it out as it goes on.
In that case, you latch onto somebody and be like, how's that? Oh, no good. All right, I'll move or whatever.
Yeah, and that was the thing, is I caught myself in front of Chase and Jet. Like, they were behind me for a little bit, and then that first moto, and I'm like, man, I don't know what lines they're taking, but I'm going to stick where I know is where I'm going to go. And but overall, man, a lot of learning. Like, I'm stoked on being able to battle up there with those guys.
I don't think – I mean, look, Jet had the penalty and whatever, but I don't think any of us had you getting second overall this summer, first year out. So, and you're getting better. Let me ask you this, and I think I know the answer. You were in the one pack to start the year, and you couldn't see the front pack, and now you're in this pack. What's different? Is it more intensity? Is it faster? Like, I don't think for you, like, to me, you can go as fast as anybody wants to go. You can do that.
Yeah.
You're not scared. So I don't think it's the speed thing, but what's it like in the front group?
So it's honestly, man, and you can see the gap difference at the end of the moto. So I look at that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, first moto, I think I was only 24 seconds back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Washougal, I was about 24 seconds back, where before, in the beginning of the summer, dude, I was a minute and something back. So I'm looking at that more than just the positioning. And it's just being able to hold it for longer.
Okay.
Like, in the beginning, like, I had good, you know, 10 minutes, and then see you. I was done.
Yeah, I feel like you can go as fast as anybody if you need to.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I haven't been able to do on the weekends yet. Like, and it's not me, it's my setup. So I have to get that comfort. And, I mean, dude, I was, call it P1 for the second practice.
Yeah.
I mean, don't count yet.
Right.
But yeah, overall, like, I did that lap and I didn't feel good about it.
Okay.
Where, dude, there's times at home where I can do laps that are, you know, fast, and I feel good about it. Like, I can do that plenty of times. Like, just for instance, like, the Thursday before we came up here, we were doing sprints at the end of the day, and, man, I did a 4-lapper and did every single lap at that pace, confident, comfortable.
Not sketchy, nothing,
So it's just finding that on race day, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to you know, win one of these things, but I'm going to try my ass off, and I feel like we can keep progressing.
So. Awesome, man. Well, good job, RJ. It's really cool, and it's cool to see your progression. I think everybody's pretty stoked for you. So thanks, man.
Thank you.